to throw. Chargers strike first.
Herbert rolls to his right, now throws to his left. On touchdown, Chargers. Herbert looks to Eckler. Caught, touchdown, Chargers.
Bring the energy. No one can play with us. Okay? You play our way ball. Team on three. 1, 2, 3.
As official, Justin Herbert is not just, well, a wet man. He is the highest paid quarterback ever, at least in terms of average money per year, where he sits at $52.5 million, just ahead of Lamar Jackson and Jalen Hurts. The common thread between these three, they all signed their extensions this offseason. The newly minted highest paid player spoke just a little bit earlier on today.
I've never wanted to be anywhere else. This is where I've wanted to be for shoot as long as I've been born and playing football. So it's a dream come true, and you know, just really excited to be back out there with the team today. I feel free and just excited to go play football, and that's the biggest focus right now is it's just football, and I don't have to worry about anything else. And you know, I'm exactly where I need to be with this team, and we've got the right guys in that locker room. So this offseason was a lot of fun with them, and just looking forward to this camp and upcoming football season.
Got our crew here on NFL Live, which includes Sam Macho, Herm Edwards, and Adam Schefter on Field Yates. So, Schefter, we'll start with you. How did this deal with Justin Herbert get done with the Chargers?
Well, Field, let me take you back to Friday night combine in Indianapolis in our hotel. I remember being in the lobby and looking into the restaurant and seeing in the back of the restaurant, in the back corner table, Chargers executives, capologists, meeting with the Justin Herbert camp. And I said to myself, negotiations are now underway. They kicked off that Friday night in February at the Combine, and they culminated yesterday with a record-setting agreement for Justin Herbert that includes, by the way, a no-trade clause. You heard him mention how he didn't want to be anywhere else but Los Angeles, and that no-trade clause is the ultimate validation and proof of that. And the business part of this, I think, does make Justin Herbert uncomfortable. He let his people handle the deal. All sides wanted this deal done before training camp started. Training camp on the field work began today. Lo and behold, the deal gets done yesterday. No surprise.
All right, so Acho, on the resume for Justin Herbert now is the highest paid player in NFL history, at least in terms of new money average per year. Not on the resume is a playoff win. How much does this new contract change the expectations for Justin Herbert?
Well, externally, Field, I'm sure that expectations will change. Oftentimes, people associate the more you get paid with the more you expect out of that player. But I think that internally, Justin Herbert's expectations haven't changed. Just because he signed a new contract doesn't mean he's going to work out harder or train harder. Now, of course, this team, this LA Chargers team, needs to win in the playoffs. How do you do that? Number one, the easiest way to get there, win your division. You have to overcome Patrick Mahomes. Another way you're going to have to overcome is Joe Burrow. And so the expectations should be and will be higher whether you got paid or not, but this payment, this huge contract, will obviously increase the external pressure for this team.
A lot of good points made there. I think the Chargers, their biggest hurdle is just staying healthy. Can this team stay healthy for a season? And that has kind of been the thing that has always bothered this football team. Not only this team, but historically, the Chargers seem to be a team that gets injured a lot. They're star players. Understand this. When you look at that list there, Mike Williams, Allen Bosa, these are star players. They're paying these guys a lot of money. They've got to be available. You know, this is why in their division they were only 2-4. Their division record wasn't very good at all. The Raiders actually had a better division record than the Chargers. But you just mentioned the giant in the room, and it happens to be the Kansas City Chiefs. But I do believe if they stay healthy, look, they can play with anybody. They're going to throw the ball. They're talking about we got a new coordinator. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who the coordinator is. This guy threw 700 passes last year. So they're going to throw the football. They're going to be exciting. But can they play together and stay healthy together as a football team? Yeah, have the prettiest uniforms in the National Football League, by the way.
They do have some of the greatest uniforms in all of sports. A team that has often brought a lot of potential has to turn that potential into production. There's another quarterback in that class of 2020 who could get the bag. It's Joe Burrow, who lands on the list of most yards per game through three seasons. How about this in terms of company? Patrick Mahomes and that guy Justin Herbert, who we just talked about, those are the only two quarterbacks to average more through three seasons in NFL history. season four on the way for both Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert.
Okay.
And Shefty, of course, Joe Burrow does not yet have a new contract with the Bengals. Where do things stand on that front?
Well, Field, I think by the time the season starts, the Cincinnati Bengals and Joe Burrow will figure out a way to bridge their differences, and they will produce what then will be the highest-paying annual average salary contract in NFL history. If we want to put it on the bottom line of ESPN right now, put it on there. Joe Burrow is expected to become the highest-paid player in NFL history at some point this summer. We just don't know exactly when, but that deal will beat Jalen Hurts' deal. That deal will beat Lamar Jackson's deal. That deal will beat Justin Herbert's deal. And that deal will be the new landmark deal that other deals then follow, because Joe Burrow is going to be a very wealthy man. That news yesterday about Justin Herbert impacted a lot of people, but there's nobody that it impacted more than Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals, and they're sitting there, and they now have a starting point at which to go, and I can promise you the numbers are going to be well north of the numbers that came in on Justin Herbert.
And to your point, Shefty, the point about getting these deals done before training camp, I played 9 years in the NFL. It's something to know that, man, my deal is done. No, I wasn't signing deals anywhere near this amount. But to be thinking about you're getting a deal, a contract signed while you're trying to get camaraderie with your teammates, while you're trying to get in training camp, it's something that it's good to be done before the season started. So that information about Joe Burrow's deal being done early will be positive for him.
All right, so quarterbacks and new contracts are the latest storyline around the NFL, but the biggest quarterback storyline throughout much of the offseason was Aaron Rodgers eventually and finally being traded to the New York Jets. He spoke earlier today about how things are progressing so far during his first training camp with Gangrene.
Definitely some of it is how much fun I'm having. It's all about the body, how the body feels. The team gave up significant pieces for it just to be a one-year deal. I'm aware of that. I think there was an awareness of that. Now, again, anything can happen with my body or with the success we have this year. But I'm having a blast, so I don't really see this as a one-year-and-done thing.
All right, so not a one-year-and-done thing, at least not right now, Shefty. But what more can you tell us about Aaron Rodgers' contract, which has sort of slid under the radar recently because of all the other things going on in the NFL?
Well, he said today that he has restructured his contract. There are no details available just yet, but my understanding is that when the numbers come in, he's going to take a sizable pay cut to free up cap space for the Jets to be able to spend elsewhere in whatever areas they decide they can upgrade and improve the roster. And again, we'll see the deal when it's actually reported, when it's filed to the NFL Players Association or is reported in the media. But I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be taking a team-friendly deal. And really, the deal has been agreed to, I think, for weeks now. It's just it hasn't been signed. Today, Aaron Rodgers acknowledged that he has restructured his contract. It's not official because it has not been turned in to the Players Association yet. It will be in short order. It's not yet. There are no numbers out there yet. But soon enough, they will be. And when they do come out, I promise you this, it will be a team-friendly deal that will endear Aaron Rodgers to Jets fans that much more than he already has.
That's very interesting, Shefty, because one thing we can say about Aaron Rodgers' last deal with the Packers, it was as player-friendly as it gets. He really was able to drive every ounce out of that deal with Green Bay. Not the only extension of note, though, taking place around this time. Get us up to speed, Shefty, on some other deals around the NFL.
Well, Field, there's a busy day of contract extensions all across the league. Players trying to get deals done before the start of camp. Andrew Thomas gets done a 5-year, $117.5 million deal. The Texans starting right tackle Titus Howard comes in 3 years, $56 million. And Cole Kmet, 4 years, $60 million there. Huge deal for Cole Kmet, the Bears tight end. Some big deals there getting done with players wanting to get them done before they take a step onto the practice field.
You know, those first two deals made me think that maybe I should come back as an offensive tackle next offseason, Shefty. I need about 175 pounds to get there, but I am a determined man to make about $20 million per year going forward. Much more on the contract front and much more here at NFL Live as we are just getting started. Now that teams are reporting to camp, it feels like the season's just around the corner. And so stick around to find out what Peyton Manning has up his sleeves that should get fans of all 32 teams very excited. Plus, the 49ers have Brock Purdy this offseason. Herm says it doesn't matter who the signal caller is, he is going to be responsible for a very good team. NFL Live is brought to you by Miller Lite. Great taste, 96 calories, tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Last year's last year. I'm not focused on last year. Focused on training camp.
Training camp is on.
I've been waiting for a long time to get back on the field.
Let's go!
The field grinder, this grind is working. The hard work continues. Everything continues.
Let's turn it up now.
You're up, man. It's going to be a fast season.
Let's go. You know the motto. Full throttle from the get-go.
Come on, AB. Yep.
Good day. Let's get something out of it.
New quarterbacks in new places. You're getting new receivers in new places. So you want to build that chemistry.
Came for the culture. Came for the show. They know we go big or go home.
Nothing is just given to you. We got to start over again.
Feel good to be back, baby.
All 32 teams in training camp today. Let's check out some of the highlights. First, Saquon Barkley out there and catches this pass from Daniel Jones. Fully extended, Acho.
Yeah, so Daniel Jones is glad to have Saquon Barkley back. He's been training, not necessarily by himself, but with Daniel Jones. Now he's back with his team.
Here's Calvin Ridley going up and getting one from Trevor Lawrence. This guy looks fast, explosive, and looks sweet wearing that number zero.
And imagine another weapon for Trevor Lawrence. You saw his ascension last year. Now he's got another weapon in his arsenal.
Cannot wait. For more camp highlights, check out the NFL Back Together Weekend. All 32 NFL teams will be practicing, and the NFL Live crew will have coverage from every one of them. Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on ESPN, and then we're back for more 1 to 3 Eastern on ABC. Back Together Weekend is also available on the ESPN app and NFL Network. Our Dan Graziano caught up with a certain special guest. Take a listen.
Thanks, Field. I'm here with Hall of Famer and Monday Night Football analyst Peyton Manning, as well as Verizon CEO Hans Vestberg. Peyton, the 2023, I'm fired up. I'm getting ready to go on my training camp tour, looking ahead, talking to people about the season, about football. What's got you fired up about this season?
Well, it's going to be a great season, I think. I think all the usual suspects will be good again. There's always going to be a new team that nobody's talking about. It's going to pop up, kind of like Detroit did last year. Mm-hmm. Broncos and the Colts each have new coaches. Kind of excited what Sean Payton's going to do in Denver. I think he's going to be good for the team, and looking forward to watching Shane down in Indy, along with their new quarterback Anthony Richardson. So always fun to see these rookie quarterbacks, how they handle the adjustment from college to the NFL. My rookie year was not good, Dan. 28 interceptions, and so the bar is pretty low as far as comparisons to me, but. Pulling for guys like Bryce and Will Levis and CJ and Anthony to have good rookie seasons and get their career started out well.
Well, if I remember right, you bounced back okay and had a pretty solid career after that. One of the big stories here in New York, obviously, is Aaron Rodgers coming over from the Green Bay Packers. Are you cool with Aaron, like, copying you and switching teams late in his career and trying to win a Super Bowl with somebody else?
I saw Aaron in May at the Kentucky Derby, and I could tell how excited he was about this new chapter.
Yeah.
Obviously, with Tom recently doing it, it's a second chapter for him. And he's already got great rapport with his teammates. You can tell how excited the coaching staff is. I think he's going to play really well, especially the fact that his former coach, Hackett, is there calling the plays. That's going to make Aaron feel comfortable. If he's comfortable, the guys around him will play fast. I think the Jets are going to have a good year.
Yeah, he's comfortable. He's energized. He's excited. And so are, obviously, the fans as we look ahead to this season. And whether you're talking about, like, fans that live out of the market of their home team or fantasy football players that like to follow every game, I know Verizon, Hans, you wanted to talk about, has a great deal for these fans.
Yeah, no, and we, of course, are a long-term partner of the NFL. We've been partnering with NFL now since 2010, doing a lot of things. And what we're doing next, we're partnering with YouTube. We're working with them to bring, actually, the Sunday Ticket to our customers, where we're actually bringing it for free to our customers. So it's on us. It's just an extremely good offering. I mean, we think that the football and the Sunday Ticket is something unique for fans that is outside their local zone. So it's really exciting for us to offer that. And that's what we're actually coming out with today. And our customers can sign up. Even our existing customer can get part of that offering. So for us, it's a continuation of how we have worked with NFL for so many years, building every stadium basically in the nation with ultra wideband. Mm-hmm. This year we do coach to coach. All the connections between the coaches is on the private 5G network in all the 30 stadiums, making it secure and good capacity for all the coaches. So we're just entrenched in the whole league, and now we're doing this with YouTube for our fans and for our customers. So we're super excited. We're excited for also what's going to happen in New York, of course, with the teams in New York, talking about Jets and all of that. But there are so many great teams, and the season is just exciting coming up right now.
But obviously, if you're a Jets fan, you don't happen to live here. Now you can obviously get the games and follow along. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I know there's a ton of Broncos and Colts fans that live here in New York,
yeah,
right?
That's actually, all,
right?
All anybody
Nobody
talks
was
about.
Watching Eli all those years playing for the Giants. They were trying to keep up with the Colts. NFL Sunday Ticket is the way to keep up with your, you know, teams that you, maybe you're from that town. Now you're displaced. Fantasy football, like you said, is huge. I'm guilty of it now that I've retired. I play fantasy football. I play with my kids. So it's a great way to keep up with all the players on our teams.
Well, Verizon's new My Plan and Verizon Home Internet customers can get this season's NFL Sunday Ticket on YouTube and YouTube TV on us. Well, not us, not NFL Live, but on him, on Verizon. So thanks, guys. Appreciate it. And Field, back to you.
That's great stuff. And by the way, Peyton, if you ever want to play in the Fantasy League, let me know. Coming up here on NFL Live, a live report from Oxnard, California, home of the Cowboys training camp. We'll discuss the big changes in the Dallas Cowboys. If you think you better than battle.
What if in 2024 you got a little bit better every day? When you're learning a new language with Babbel, that's exactly what you're doing. And if Babbel can help you start speaking a new language in just 3 weeks, imagine what you could do in a full year. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Try Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. It's designed by real people for real conversations. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. They have over 16 million subscriptions sold. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/tackle. Get 60% off at babbel.com/tackle. Spelled BABBEL.com/tackle. Rules and restrictions may apply. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
The big headline amongst quarterbacks is Justin Herbert is the new highest paid quarterback in NFL history. But Shefty, let's get caught up on some other quarterback news around the NFL, starting with Kyler Murray.
Wilfield, the Cardinals placed him on the physically unable to perform list today. Now, they could activate him off there anytime right now during training camp, but there's some speculation that he could miss some time this season, possibly even a lot of time. Again, everybody's being very cautious and careful in regards to the knee injury that he suffered in the Monday night game against New England on the play where he fell down and tore his ACL, and they are not going to rush him back at any point in time. Meanwhile, the 49ers quarterback Brock Purdy has been medically cleared to resume throwing and practicing training camp. Now, they're only going to practice him every third day or so, but the 49ers believe that Brock Purdy is right where he needs to be, cleared with that restriction. That is as good a situation as the 49ers could hope for at this point in time.
Shefty, great stuff. And for more on the 49ers quarterback situation, wide receiver Deebo Samuel spoke just a little bit ago about Brock Purdy's return to training camp.
I haven't called past. I think he's been doing rehab for a long time, but I'm talking to him a good bit. He's like, you know, he's ready to get back out there with the guys. And, of course, you know, all the guys ready to see how he's been progressing throughout the time that he's been out.
Is it kind of a relief to know that he was cleared for everything to go?
I mean, yeah, quarterback competition is going to be really, it's going to be a really good one. You know, Trace has, I mean, you asked me, Trace got better since the last time I saw him from due to his injury. He's got better. So, I mean, I'm excited to see how this camp is going to go.
Really interesting situation in San Francisco as the 49ers' fate may rest on who gets that starting job. According to ESPN Analytics, the Niners are projected to win more than 10 games if Brock Purdy starts all season. That number drops to 8.7 or 8.6, whether it's Sam Darnold or Trey Lance, right around 500. The last team to win the NFC West with 10 wins or fewer, the Seahawks, back in 2016. Who better to ask about how to manage a situation like this than a former head coach himself at Herm Edwards? So Herm, how would you approach things right now with the quarterbacks in San Francisco?
It's Purdy's job to lose. He has won the team over with his play last year. There was no expectations for this young man. He goes in there and actually gets him in the playoffs, and he gets hurt against the Eagles. But I think he has won the locker room over. All these players feel very comfortable with him. And he understands the importance of, I just need to drive the train. That's all I got to do. I'm the driver of the train. I don't need to know where it's going because Coach Shanahan, he's the play caller. He'll put me in good situations where I just need to complete the ball and get it to Samuels, right, Kettle, and get it to McCaffrey. That's the offense. And if I just do that, complete the ball, we're going to be fine because they've got a fantastic defense. So he understands that. Now, there's a lot of more pressure on him because of the expectations, what he did last year. But he is the starting quarterback right now. It's his job to lose, in my opinion.
But, Coach, you heard from Deebo Samuel, the star wide receiver himself. He said he's excited to see what the competition is going to look like. You are right in saying that it is Brock Purdy's job to lose, but Trey Lance has gotten significantly better based off of Deebo, based off what we heard from George Kittle. I even got a chance to see him training with Patrick Mahomes and Patrick Mahomes' trainers this offseason. The point is, he's dialed in, changing his technique, changing his throwing motion. We've all seen the video on social media of his different type of throwing motion. And so, for me, I think that competition breeds greatness. You talked about earned, not given. Brock Purdy has earned this job. But what happens if in the next few weeks Trey Lance shows more what he can do? Sure, maybe Brock Purdy still starts, but now both Purdy and Lance have gotten significantly better, and it's a good problem to have.
Just 2 years ago, Trey Lance was a third overall pick in the NFL draft. We'll see whether he has something to say in this 49ers quarterback competition. Let's go to Green Bay, and while the Packers' selection of Jordan Love might have been the start of the eventual Aaron Rodgers departure, the now former Packer harbors no ill will towards the succession plan. As a matter of fact, Love revealed earlier today that Rodgers reached out to him on the eve of training camp. Take a listen to his message to Jordan Love.
Aaron reached out to me last night, and that's exactly what he said. Yeah, he said, just be yourself, have fun, enjoy it. You know, it's obviously my time now, and he just said, you know, be yourself. And, I mean, that's all you can do. You know, that's kind of been the message from everybody is, you know, be yourself. Don't try and be anybody else. Don't try to be Aaron, things like that. Just be yourself, and that's kind of what I'm trying to do.
I think there was sort of a perception that Aaron Rodgers didn't like Jordan Love because he took over for Aaron Rodgers. But, Acho, when you hear that, what does that tell you, that message that Rodgers shared with Jordan Love about the impact the elder statesman had on the new starter?
Well, it tells me that Aaron Rodgers taught Jordan Love in more ways than one. Yes, there's the verbal affirmations, but there's also the learning through osmosis. I've been in rooms with superstars, guys like John Abraham, guys like Khalil Mack. Even if they don't tell you exactly what to do, you watch their ways, you learn from them, and now all of a sudden, you learn how to become great. Add Larry Fitzgerald to that mix, though I played on a different side of the ball. And so, even if that perception from the last few years was reality, that Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love relationship wasn't great, Jordan Love learned from Aaron Rodgers, through osmosis or directly, and then now Aaron Rodgers are going to continue to give him these tips and tricks and trades that'll help him become an even better quarterback for the Green Bay Packers.
Well, you make some great points because Aaron followed a Hall of Famer and now Love gets to follow a Hall of Famer and Aaron Rodgers. But really, we're losing sight of this. Defensively, this is the problem for the Green Bay Packers. In the last 13 first-round picks, they've drafted 12 guys on defense. They have 8 starters that are first-round players on this defense. And the defense did not play very well last year. That was the deal with Aaron Rodgers. Every year they kept drafting these defensive players, but the defense seemed to never improve and put everything on Aaron Rodgers' plate. So this defense has to show up for Love. It's not about Love trying to match Aaron Rodgers anymore. It's about all these first-round picks they have on defense. They got to play together and become the defense that they are on paper right now. Because on paper, when you look at those guys, you go, man, there's a lot of really good players on this defense. So they got to help this young guy.
Well, Herm, there's a lot of good players on defense, and this is a team that's also built and set up to run the football effectively. Aaron Jones, A.J. Dillon. So everything that you want to surround Jordan Love with is in place. They can run the football. They should be able to play really good defense, and those factors should take some pressure off Jordan Love early in the season and allow him to grow at a nice, steady pace.
I'm just so excited to see Jordan Love because there are a lot of wild cards in every NFL season. There might not be a bigger wild card in the sport right now than Jordan Love. No one has any idea how good this guy is, and now he is a starting quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. Still to come, Stephon Diggs spoke today for the first time about his offseason issues with the Bills. Hear what he had to say about his relationship with both the team and Josh Allen.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Back on NFL Live, what a scene for the Buffalo Bills. Damar Hamlin back on the practice field after suffering cardiac arrest back in week 17 of last regular season. Of course, that game, Monday Night Football. Herm, this is just special right here to see him all the way back.
Well, I think this is not only a special moment for the Buffalo Bills, but just for everybody that is a football fan, or even if you're not a football fan, knowing what this young man went through and how we all witnessed it last year, and to watch him walk on a football field right now, that's a great picture right there. I mean, you
sure
can't. You don't even have to say anything.
Yep,
just watch
sure
him walk out on the field.
And, of course, for Damar Hamlin, he is now a full go to resume football activities, a true miracle on the field. That gets us to more read and react as we stay in Buffalo, where Stephon Diggs says that all is good after his no-show for a day of mandatory minicamp this offseason. Here's his answer on if he was upset about not getting enough touches.
I've been north of 100 targets through since my years getting here. If you look at the numbers, I've been north of 100, I think, every year since I've got here. So it's not about targets. Last year, we had like a real feast or famine kind of like time when we spend in the red zone, like where we weren't clicking on all cylinders. Like we would have an amazing touchdown and then we'll have like a miscue. And I take a lot of credit for that. I could be a lot better for him. And to our eyes, he's amazing and he's so hard on himself. So I just feel like I could be better for him and I will.
I just want to make these comments here from Stephon Diggs.
Well, I understand his frustration. I don't think it was necessarily about the targets. It's more about the offense not clicking. But my issue is this. The offensive coordinator has not changed. Head coach has not changed. So if the offense doesn't click again, I'm wondering what those conversations or those actions/reactions will look like.
Yeah, the Bills are really good. They also have a lot of pressure on them this season. Let's go to Miami, where Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel spoke about his team's offense in his second season, along with Tua Tagovailoa under center.
Last year, Tua was, we put a lot on the quarterbacks in terms of how to communicate and being in charge of everything. And he was literally speaking a foreign language and doing it at a pretty high level. And this year, he owns the language.
It's been really good. It's not only good for me, but it's good for a lot of the guys that have been here last year as well, getting comfortable with the offense, being able to understand the logic, understand why we're doing things more, and not just going out there and running and trusting and hoping that this is what the expectation is from said coach to said player.
Herm, what kind of progress do you expect in year two?
Oh, big time progress. This is the second year in this offense, as the head coach just mentioned. Tua owns it now. It's his offense. He understands the nomenclature. He understands why he calls certain things. And the coach understands what his strengths is as well. So you become a better play caller when you have the ability to be around your quarterback after a season, because you take away the things that he didn't do well and you say, you know what, I'm not calling those things. I'm going to let him be successful. And that's going to happen with this football team.
Wrap things up by going to Carolina, where, surprise, surprise, we have a starting quarterback, Frank Reich, revealed the news earlier today.
This question got asked 100 times. Is he QB1 now and that we're good to go?
Yes, he's QB1. He is QB1. I always felt like Scott and I and coaching staff, when we decided to pick Bryce, we imagined and saw the vision that we'd be standing here today saying he's QB1.
Young QB1, but coach, would you start Bryce Young in week one?
Absolutely. He's the number one pick, and he couldn't be playing for a better coach. Think about his coach. His coach played quarterback. I mean, you want a coach when you get a coach that played your position and he played quarterback, the most important position on the field, he's going to take care of this guy. So you couldn't be in a better situation, right, to play for the coach. Because he understands the mindset of the quarterback. This guy is mature enough to handle it. And we can say college football. Look, he's played in a lot of big games. He gets it. He understands the pressure of being a quarterback at the school that he played at. So all those things are part of it. Yeah, he's the starting quarterback. Are you kidding? Once they drafted this guy, the guy was a starter. Stop all that. Stop all that silliness.
And it's also, coach, it's also his makeup. It's not just Frank Reich's makeup as a quarterback, but it's Bryce Young's makeup. You talk about that calmness, that collectedness that he possesses and presents in the pocket. He presents that same type of personality outside of the pocket as well. I ran into him during like the Super Bowl time frame, ran into him and his mom and dad. This dude was made to lead and born to lead. And you see it on the football field with his teammates and his play. Then you see it as he deals with his teammates. You even heard teammates say, man, look how much he knows. He already owns this offense.
And Coach Herm, you mentioned Frank Reich and him having played the position. Guess what? Jim Caldwell, he's coached some quarterbacks in his time, like Peyton Manning and others. And Josh McCown has a great resume being around quarterbacks and a great reputation for what he can do with them as well. So when you've got three men like that, in addition to all the support he has within the Carolina Panthers organization, they have it set up for him to be as successful as he can be in a rookie year that's sure to have some bumps.
Shefty, I remember a couple of months ago, we had some fun, perhaps laughed a little bit about the idea of asking in like early May when we expect these highly drafted quarterbacks to be starting on the field. But now it's July, late July at that, and we can maybe ask that question a bit more pointedly. Do we have any sense on guys like Anthony Richardson, the fourth overall pick, and C.J. Stroud, the second overall pick, and when we should expect them to start for their respective teams?
Well, Phil, I think there's a reason that Houston has put in about $160 million into its offensive line, the latest signing coming today with Titus Howard. I think they're trying to build as fortress, as solid as possible for the rookie quarterback C.J. Stroud to be able to start on opening day. I think that he's in line to be able to win that job, get that spot. Anthony Richardson not as far along as C.J. Stroud, but the Colts would like to get him on the field sooner rather than later, and we'll see whether or not he's worthy of that spot throughout training camp. But look, whether you're talking C.J. Stroud or Anthony Richardson, the fact of the matter is it won't be long before we see them starting, whether it's to open the season, whether it's in the fourth game, the sixth game. They're going to get their chance. They're going to get their chance soon, and these franchises have huge, huge they're counting on them in a big-time way.
No doubt about that, Shefty. As a matter of fact, this has been the trend recently. Over the past five drafts, not including this year's draft, the only two quarterbacks taken in the first round that didn't start at least half their games in the rookie season, Trey Lance and Jordan Love, two players in very unique circumstances. Next, there are always lots of questions surrounding the Cowboys. This year, it's specific to the offense, but stick around to hear an update on Zach Martin and what our analysts think the Cowboys' offense will look like under Mike McCarthy.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
ESPN Fantasy Football is the number one fantasy game, and with the season right around the corner, get your league started now at ESPN.com/fantasyfootball. Adam Schefter will be taking part in our War Room League here at ESPN. But before we get to that, there are some no-shows we got to account for early in training camp. Schefter, let's walk through them, starting with Nick Bosa.
Yeah, the 49ers said that they don't expect to see Nick Bosa on the practice field again this summer until he has a new contract. And the two sides are at work on that contract. They're keeping the details of the negotiations private. But I would imagine at some point this summer, Nick Bosa will become the highest paid defensive player in NFL history. And that deal probably happens sooner rather than later. Short time ago, the Seahawks opened training camp on the field for practice. And the number 5 overall pick, Devin Witherspoon, was not on the field. He is the only member of the 2023 draft class who remains unsigned. They are at a stalemate over when the signing bonus would and wouldn't be paid. As for the Kansas City Chiefs, they're missing their all-pro defensive tackle, Chris Jones, who wants a new deal. He's got 1 year left, is seeking a raise. The two sides have been unable to bridge their differences so far, and thus, he is not reported to Chiefs training camp. He has not been on the practice field as he enters the final year of his contract. And, of course, the Raiders franchise running back Josh Jacobs is not obligated to be at training camp because he has not signed his franchise tender. So we don't know when we'll see him again. It may be later this summer, maybe just before the start of the season. But unlike the other players, he is not subject to a $50,000 a day fine because he hasn't signed the tender, but the Raiders haven't seen Jacobs, and they don't know when they will be seeing him again.
Yeah, it's a big yikes right there for Las Vegas, as no Josh Jacobs is quite a problem for the Raiders. He accounted for a third of the team's scrimmage yards last season, 33% to be exact. That was second only to Derrick Henry, and he led the league with over 2,000 yards from scrimmage, the only player in the league to eclipse that mark. Herm, you've been through something similar to what Josh McDaniels is dealing with right now. How would you handle this situation?
Well, before this even took place, you already know that you're going to have conversations with the players that have to do something with their contracts. And that's what I did with Larry Johnson, knowing he was going to go out. and sit. And every 2 days I would call him and say, hey, how things going? Don't get emotional. Just calm down. It'll all get done. And I'm sure that Coach is doing that with Jacobs because he's a big part of this offense. And it'll get done. And you don't need him in camp no time soon. He's a running back. It's not like, okay, he's a running back. I know what he's going to do. I'm not worried about him. So we're good.
Okay. Coach, not worried about honest. It. Me, maybe a bit more worried about it, is that perhaps there is an end in sight. Not sure I see it right now. But on the good side for the Raiders, how about Jimmy Garoppolo? Very happy to be back in training camp. A first day of school feeling for new quarterback of the Raiders, Jimmy Garoppolo. This via Paul Gutierrez, our Raiders reporter here at ESPN. Quote, last night going to sleep, a little bit of excitement, a little kid feeling. It's nice to feel every once in a while. And yeah, it was cool to get it back out there with the guys. It felt right. Of course, Jimmy G now on the mend after that foot injury last offseason. No team travels further for training camp than the Cowboys, who have made their trip out west to Oxnard, California for their training camp. And that's where we find our guy, Ed Werder. Ed, a lot going on with the Dallas Cowboys training camp. That includes the running backs. What more can you tell us?
Yeah, Field, for a multitude of reasons, it was interesting to observe Tony Pollard here on the practice field as the Cowboys began training camp. It was his first appearance as a $10 million franchise tag player, his first since the surgery to repair the fractures in his left leg and ankle in the season-ending loss to the 49ers, and his first as the undisputed number one running back replacing Ezekiel Elliott. A combination of Elliott's contract and Pollard's emergence made the former two-time NFL rushing champion expendable. The Cowboys released Elliott in the offseason, but before taking the field, Pollard received a message today from his former teammate.
He texted me today, right before camp started, just telling all the running backs, we'll handle the business, take care of everything, and just good luck. It's a great feeling knowing, that we're going to rely heavy on the run game, and, I'll be the feature back this year. So I'm just looking forward to the opportunities and ready to make the most of it.
Well, the Cowboys are being careful with Pollard early in camp, as you might imagine. He did go through an extensive warm-up on the resistance cords with team director of rehabilitation, Britt Brown. But Pollard appeared exceptionally quick and confident while leading his position group through some lateral movement drills. And speaking of movement, there's been no indication that that is happening with regard to right guard Zach Martin's contract holdout. Field, when we asked Mike McCarthy about Martin not being in camp, he said, quote, my father always told me, and I think it's true, you never talk about another man's money, and most importantly, never talk about your own. It's business, and he said Zach needs to focus on that. We all respect it. We don't feel any differently about him. He's always going to be a leader on our football team, and this is a business situation.
Yeah, Ed, I know this is something that those close to Zach Martin have taken significant stock in, because Zach is not the kind of guy that is going to do something lightly. The fact that he is holding out certainly sending a very strong message to the Cowboys. Ed, great stuff. I'm sure we'll be talking to you again soon from Oxnard, California. Acho, how big of a concern is it that Zach Martin is holding out for the Cowboys? It's not often that we talk about a guard as being perhaps a team's best player.
Well, I'm not overly concerned, Field, with Zach Martin's holdout, only because I think Jerry Jones is going to do what it takes to get his best player, one of the best players, at least in the NFL, back on the field with his team. Now, there's a benefit to this. The benefit of the time of Zach Martin being away is that other guys will get a chance to get reps at that position, or even better yet, and Coach will allude to this, position flexibility. You might have a guard play a little bit of tackle, a tackle play some guard. Training camp is the time where you get a chance to learn about, like, what positions are you strongest at, weakest at, and then if an injury does happen, now you have those reps that you had practiced already. And so, hopefully he gets back soon, but I think the reps that'll be available for all the other players are going to be extremely beneficial, even though Zach Martin isn't there.
That is exactly right. Other players will fill in, and this is the business of football. This is what players don't understand sometimes. And this is what you tell your team in the meetings. Look, we're in a business situation right now with Zach. He's our guy. He'll be here. Don't worry about him. Let's just continue to grow and get better as a football team. All you guys will be in this situation one time in your career as a football player. Handle it the correct way. Be a pro about it. It'll get done. Don't worry about it.
The issue is the Cowboys have a lot of financial issues to address. We saw they took care of Trayvon Diggs yesterday. Mm-hmm. They still want to sign CeeDee Lamb. They still want to sign their offensive lineman, Terrence Steele. They still want to restructure Dak Prescott. They need to get Zach Martin back in camp. Those are a lot of financial needs. And already Zach Martin was amongst the highest paid guards in football, but he saw salaries skyrocket this year where guards are now making $20 million a year. And I think he feels like, as a six-time All-Pro, a team captain, he deserves to be the highest paid guard or right up there amongst the highest paid guards in the game. And if you're team captain, a respected leader, somebody who's carried himself the way he has, is staying away. I don't know how simple that is going to be to get him back, because I would imagine he's not taking the decision to stay away lightly.
Yeah, Shefty, I think that's a great point that can't be stated enough. It's just like we see these hold-ins or holdouts fairly commonly. For Zach Martin to do this, I'm telling you, is significant given the type of individual and team player that he has been for such a long time for the Dallas Cowboys. Also recently named the first 99-rated guard on Madden since Larry Allen back in 2003. As always, we have time for one more thing here on NFL Live, and what better thing to discuss than mustaches? How about this? Falcons head coach Arthur Smith has a new look. He's got a little caterpillar atop his lip. Hear what he had to say about it.
Which sport is the new facial hair? Is that just a personal thing?
It's a lifestyle change. It's not for everybody.
are you going to keep it for the season?
See how it goes.
Herm, you won. You once had a you're a head coach with a mustache. Does that make you a better coach?
I don't know if it makes you a better coach. You got to look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, how do I look looking like this, right? Nah.
You know
the
like
look
it?
Is okay. I'll give it an okay.
Okay, Shefty, any thoughts there? Would you give it a grade, you or Acho? I like it personally.
Well, here's what I'd want to know, Field. If you tried to grow a mustache,
no, would never. You? Next year.
That's what I thought.
NFL Live.
That's what I thought.